Destinations Radio Show with Kerry Jones.
Now, you might not have heard of Park City, but the resort is going all out to encourage British skiers to its slopes. The city boasts two world-class ski resorts, Deer Valley and Park City Mountain. There's 59 ski lifts, 401 named runs, and almost 9,800 skiable acres. I spoke with Jeff Swartz from the Tourist Board, who told me where it is and how you get there.
So we are located in the western portion of the United States in the state of Utah in the Rocky Mountains. One thing that's amazing about Park City is that we're located 35 minutes away from the International Airport in Salt Lake City. And we have direct flights actually out of Heathrow to Salt Lake City.
So when does Park City have snow?
November. Our resorts are open from the beginning of December all the way until mid-April after the Easter holiday.
So what are the slopes like?
30% of our slopes are for beginners, about 40% are for intermediates, and then about 30% more are for advanced / experts. So there's a wide variety for everybody to enjoy.
Is Park City good for new skiers?
Beginners can actually go up to mid-mountain or are able to have a full experience skiing. So, for example, a family could ride up a chairlift together and there could be one easy slope to get down, one intermediate, and then one advanced. So depending on your skill level, each person is able to ski to their ability and everyone can meet at the bottom of the lift and then ride up and have a family ski experience.
What about après ski?
We have the only ski in, ski out whiskey distillery in the United States and possibly the world. It's exactly what it sounds like. So what you can do is spend all day skiing, and then when you get thirsty, you're able to ski directly to the doors of a whiskey distillery that we have here in Park City. Being able to go down, have a cocktail, and enjoy some fantastic food in Park City is one of my favorite features of the town.
There are winter sports to enjoy if you're not into skiing.
Such as riding the Olympic bobsled. From when we had the Olympics in 2002, there's snowshoeing, dog sledding.
So what does the town of Park City look like?
You look at a lot of our competitors, and a lot of the ski destinations have turned almost into a Disneyland, but Park City is still a historic, authentic mining town where we have preserved a lot of the buildings on our main street from the mining era. So you get the chance to see a classic Western town, but also enjoy the amenities of a world-class ski resort. Silver mining was the most popular mineral that was extracted from the mountains. They are not currently operating silver mines right now, but you can still see a lot of the remnants from the old mines. There are still lots of structures around that you're able to visit, which I personally love. We have plaques explaining the history of certain buildings, certain restaurants that, for example, used to be railway depots and where certain saloons used to be. So really, it's like taking a step back in time.
Jeff says Park City offers excellent shopping, particularly if you're interested in art.
There is a huge art community here. We have tons of different photo galleries, sculptors. So if you're into fine arts, Park City is a great place to be able to come and experience that type of culture as well.
Park City also hosts the world-famous Sundance Film Festival, one of the top events of its kind. That's on in January, and it can be difficult getting accommodation. But if you can secure a place to stay, Jeff says the ski slopes are less busy then. Outside the winter, Park City remains open and popular with visitors.
We have a saying in Park City is that people come for the winter, but they always stay for the summer. And what happens is once the ski season ends, Park City becomes alive with other activities such as fly fishing, mountain biking, camping, horseback riding, gun shooting. I mean, you name it, the summer is a beautiful time to be able to enjoy and recreate in the outdoors as well. One thing that I recommend that happens all summer long is something called the Park City Market, which is one of the top farmers markets in the country, where we shut down our historic Main Street and we have art vendors and food trucks and Bloody Mary bars and live concerts that happen every Sunday. So if you happen to find yourself in Park City during the week, the Park City Market is a great time to visit. Other than that, we have other festivals such as the Food and Wine Classic, where we shut down the Main Street completely. All the restaurants roll out white tablecloths, and you can enjoy a beautiful dinner on Main Street with some of your closest friends as the sun is setting.
You can get all sorts of international food in Park City, but restaurants tend to specialize in Western fare.
A buffalo ribeye steak, or having your famous Utah trout, or a chicken pot pie. So really experiencing our Western hospitality is something that you're going to find in the majority of our restaurants.
Utah does have a significant Mormon population, but Jeff says religious beliefs don't restrict nightlife.
We have all the same types of bars and restaurants and cocktails that you can imagine that you would find globally. And to be honest, some of the cocktails that we have here, especially with our locally made whiskey, they're some of the best in the country.
You can get more information on visitparkcity.com. There's also a special section of the website tailored to British interests.